The following categories can be used to study sources of business finance. 1. Short-term finance. To meet the short-term financial needs of business, short-term financing is required according to Chip Hackley. Taxes, earnings, repair costs, creditor payments, and other present demands may be among them. Because sales revenues and purchase payments are rarely the same, short-term financing is required. Sales can occasionally fall short of purchases. While purchases are made with cash, subsequent transactions may be on credit. To meet these disequilibria, short-term financing is therefore required. Here are some places to get short-term financing. Bank overdraft. A very popular source of business financing is bank overdraft. A client may withdraw a set amount under this arrangement in addition to his initial account balance. As a result, the businessman finds it simpler to cover short-term unexpected expenses. 2. Bill discounting. Banks provide bill discounts on exchanges. The owner of the bill receives cash in exchange, which they might use to meet short-term expenses. 3. Advances made by clients. To confirm orders, advances are primarily requested and received. However, these are also employed as a source of funding for the activities required to carry out the job order. 4. Purchases made in installments. More time is given for payments when you buy in installments. Small expenses that must be paid right away are financed through postponed payments. V. The bill of lading, bills of lading and other export and import documentation are used as a guarantee to obtain a bank loan, and the loan amount may be used as financing for a brief period. VI. Financial institutions, other financial organizations offer short-term loans to businessmen to ease them out of financial binds. Some cooperative groups can arrange for businessmen to receive short-term financial aid. 7. Trade credit. It is the usual practice of businessmen to buy raw materials, store, and spares on credit. Such transactions result in increasing accounts payable of the business, which are to be paid after a certain period. Goods are sold in cash and payment is made after 30, 60, or 90 days. This allows some freedom to businessmen in meeting financial difficulties. 2. Medium-term finance. This funding is necessary to cover the business's medium-term, 1 to 5 year, needs. In general, these funds are necessary for the balancing, modernizing, and replacing of machinery and plant. These are also required for the organization's re-engineering. They support management's efforts to finish medium-term capital projects on schedule. The sources of medium-term financing are as follows. I. Commercial banks. The primary source of long-term financing is commercial banks. They offer loans for various periods secured by suitable securities. The loan can be renegotiated if necessary once the terms expire. 2. Purchase on hire. Purchasing in installments is known as a hire purchase. It enables the company house to obtain the necessary goods with payments to be provided in later installments as specified. Of course, there is usually some interest added to the balance owed. 3. Financial institutions. Medium and long-term financing is also offered by many financial institutions, including SME Bank, Industrial Development Bank, etc. In addition to funding, they offer technical and management support on a variety of issues. 4. TFCs and debentures. A source of medium-term funding can also be found in debentures and TFCs, terms finance certificates. The corporation acknowledges borrowing by issuing debentures. Its length can be determined by the party's agreement. A set rate of interest is paid to the holder of a debenture. TFCs have supplanted debentures in the Islamic finance model. V. Insurance companies. A sizable pool of money that policyholders have contributed to insurance firms. Insurance companies use this pool to finance loans and create investments. These loans provide medium-term financing for a variety of businesses. 3. Long-term finance. Long-term finances are those needed permanently or for more than 5 years. They are primarily desired to cover significant modernization costs or corporate fundamental changes. Additionally, these are required to launch a new business plan or long-term development projects. Its sources are as follows. I. Shares of equity. The most popular way to raise long-term capital worldwide is through this strategy. The public purchases equity shares to build a significant business's capital foundation. The owners of equity shares split the company's profits and losses. This method is safe and secure in the sense that the money is only returned when the firm is wound up. 2. Retained income. Reserves created from extra profits are known as retained earnings. They can be applied to finance the business project when necessary. This technique is also known as plowing back profits. 3. Leasing. Long-term financing can also be obtained through leasing. Leasing allows for the purchase of new equipment without a significant monetary outlay. 4. Financial institutions. Long-term loans are another service offered by various financial organizations, including the defunct BSIC. V. Debentures. Additional long-term funding options include debentures and participation term certificates. Conclusion: these are several financial sources. To distinguish between sources that are for the short, medium, and long terms, there is no set rule. A source like a commercial bank, for instance, can offer a client a loan that is either short-term or long-term depending on their needs. In the modern business environment, however, all of these methods are commonly employed to raise capital. Chip Hackley is a businessman and real estate financier from California. He has experience in all industry segments, from developing dispensaries to building brands. He has contributed to several growing businesses, including Squared Capital LLC and many others.